M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. Long time no see. We got so much we got to catch up on, y'all. But listen, first things first, I got to let you know I cannot do the show solo. I need my co-pilot. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again right here on You Already Know. It's M&M Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Ethan_Stone_2006, man. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in right here on You Already Know It's M&M Live Radio. And shout out to Ethan, man. Listen, if you want to be next week's Follow Friday, go ahead and blow up our notifications on Instagram and you could be our next Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming around the corner where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Y'all stick around because I got something that I gotta tell you about the graduating class of 2023. First of all, huge congratulations, but there's something that's been going on that I'm so proud of and I can't wait to talk about it. Stay tuned during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, man, you know we're already going to give you your inspiration, your motivation, your positivity here on M&M Live Radio. Now you already know we can give it to you in 60 minutes, no problem. But even if you can only spare us 60 seconds of your time, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your woman inspiration for you this week.
Listen, y'all. Okay, so like we said, we're talking a little bit about the graduates. Congratulations to all those that have walked across the stage to this huge accomplishment. But listen, the conversation and question is all centered around this right here. Listen up. What advice would you give to a high school graduate? Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see it.
But Misa, you know what? Misa has a lot of updates she has to give you guys on the show. But here's one thing I will say about Misa's daughter, my niece Mason. Her newest favorite word is meow. She keeps saying meow. Like she's literally like not even 2 feet from me. She just repeated after me. So here it is. We got to show some love to even the birthday boy himself, 1K Few, with his song Wild Out featuring Lecrae. Then we got God Made a Way by What Up RG right here on You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Now they looking amazed. We don't really get paid. tried to shoot at it. That's where the loot at. Where was you at? We had to go through that. Went out too bad at work in my boo bag. If you knew that, then why would you do that? Finally got out that jungle, we cool. You ain't perfect, but who is you fooling? Heard you used to be bunking and booming. I start laughing when they keep assuming. And I'm fighting for real like I'm Scotch. Till it up and you see how we got it. And it will get real if you do it like that. And stay down with it, four flats. Four flats on a Cadillac. Hey, stop going up like that. Had to hit the block and get crazy. Told it we'll be right back. Right now.
One more six and it's still about say we finish. I quit smoking spinach, I'm high off of winning. Won't let that hit get the best of me. Walk through the door, bitch says to me. We cooking up, check the recipe. Pray for the ops that they rest and get out my way. I'm trying to work on my faith. I've been up walking away. Sorry for dripping on stage. Standing attention, y'all forgot I'm on a mission. Y'all forgot out and been did it. All that little cap and I live it. Y'all done got off of your pivot, let's get back to business.
Can I get a witness? Cause I did from the beginning. I went to talking a minute, no we not finished. When you get through it, don't sentence. Watch out for Dennis, the menace. This ain't no scrimmage. Look at you, why would you put on? Stick to whatever you stood on. I'm at that neck cause that's one of them places I'm keeping my foot on. Feel my tongue, come on. Yeah. And you know we gon' take off like yeah. Look at me, I just took off.
Yeah, it's the kid, Young Otto, man, 1K Few. And right now you listen to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio. Let's get it.
Stay down, came up, God made a way.
You know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or a status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag congratulations. Listen to this, y'all. So it's been said that every high school senior graduating in the state of Georgia this year will receive a financial literacy book to help prepare them for navigating in the real world. Now, not only am I proud and so happy to hear this, because I felt like when I graduated, left high school not knowing a single thing about how to manage my finances. But I think that it's great that they're issuing some type of book, some type of resource to every graduating high school senior in the state of Georgia. But I did a little bit more research and I found that starting this year, students in Michigan and Florida are required to take a financial literacy course.
Love that.
To graduate high school. So I think that it's dope, Mia, that not only are Georgia students that are graduating high school receiving a book, but in states like Michigan and Florida, they're going the extra mile in saying that they're going to make a financial literacy course required in order for you to graduate.
I had to take financial literacy, even with me being homeschooled when I went to Georgia Cyber Academy. I took a financial literacy class. Now, I don't remember only because I personally just wasn't taking, I didn't do my due diligence with making sure I engraved that information in my head.
Okay.
But I do remember learning a lot. I learned about interest. Mm. I learned about a lot of different things. That should be a nationwide thing.
It should be
a nationwide curriculum. Course, a nationwide curriculum, a requirement that in order to graduate, you have to pass a financial literacy class, and also equipping them, because you're gonna need financial literacy in college,
Mia.
Even in adult life, period.
Yes, absolutely.
So I thought that's the best. Forget freaking Pythagorean theorem and everything else, because who the freak is gonna be cross multiplying fractions when you're an adult? No, that's what you need.
Absolutely, I totally agree. When it comes to interest, credits.
All of that,
purchasing decisions, all those things are just so necessary in starting off and becoming a young adult.
Yes,
it's necessary. I think that it's great that they're starting these young people off now. And I hate that we missed it.
Why did we miss it?
It doesn't matter.
We had to learn the hard way.
We did. Credit score all low.
All right.
Proud of y'all. So proud of y'all. Hashtag, I'm proud of this graduating class.
Hashtag, they said before you split.
Hashtag, we're going to make sure.
Hashtag, that your finances are lit.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, a lock on the talk. Now, y'all know there's been a lot of talk about TikTok being banned, man. And listen, one of the United States actually has become the first. There's a United State that's been the first to ban TikTok, and it's actually been Montana.
Really?
So if you live in Montana, I hate to break it to you, but you do not have access to TikTok because the governor has banned it. Of course, you know, the reason why they banned TikTok is because I believe China, the argument is that China has been in... invading personal private data from Americans, violating our privacy, sensitive information, documents, things like that. And they believe that they're using TikTok to get that information. So therefore, the governor, he tweeted, he said to protect Montanans. A Montanan? Is that how you say that?
I guess so.
I guess to protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party, I have banned TikTok in Montana. Why can't we have nice things? I'm not even saying this on the governor's part, but like even China, I'm like, what is it of ours that you want? Just ask and you'll receive, maybe. But I didn't say that with clarification. But I TikTok is such. Oh man, I was just telling Misa off the air. One of my favorite things is sending funny videos to my friends. And what am I going to do? Because Instagram just don't be hitting like that.
No.
I mean, reels are great, but they don't hit like that.
Right.
And how are y'all going to take TikTok away from us? China, what do you want?
I don't know what it is, but I mean, do they have like some type of like tag or a signal in which everybody's just not supposed to have TikTok on their phones? They detect it or something?
No, but you know, it's been in the talks with the U.S. government of them to possibly ban TikTok again. And that happened once, I think the first time we heard about that was, in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic? Mm. Which was honestly when TikTok really took off because everyone was inside and we needed something to do.
Right, right. Interesting. I mean, I don't know. Montana's one of those interesting states that got interesting things going on. So, hey, all of our followers in Montana, let us know how it's going for
you. How are you surviving? Just let us know. We're genuinely curious. Hashtag a win for Montana.
Hashtag, but TikTok is what they're losing.
Hashtag, shoot, if I lived in Montana.
Hashtag, I be moving.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right, all things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, oh, Wheezy. So, listen, Lil Wayne appears to end a concert that just recently took place because he felt like the crowd wasn't giving the energy he was looking for. So apparently he came out, performed his songs, and he brought out some brand new artists,
okay,
right?
Okay.
And he literally stopped one of his artists mid-set and was like, "We ain't about to bend over backwards for these folk," because they were not receiving his new artist very well. So he literally cut the entire show short and walked off with his artist and said goodnight to everybody. And so many fans took to social media and was just like, I went to the Lil Wayne concert tonight. We waited 3 hours for him. It was lit for a little bit. It was cool. He brought out some of his new artists along with him. They were whack. But Lil Wayne got mad and canceled the show. I'm still in disbelief that he did that. Shaking my head, hashtag Lil Wayne.
Okay, listen. I'm on the fence with this one.
Okay. Okay.
Listen to me. So, I'm not going to lie. If you genuinely want to know whether an artist will perform well in front of crowds, even a new artist, you need to put them in front of an audience.
Yeah, that's
And they
true.
Will give you the honest to God truth of what they think. So, I when they said that the artist was whack, I believe them.
Really?
Got to believe the people. However, I'm not going to lie. I am that mad at Weezy. You know what's sad, Misa? And we talked about this recently. It makes me mad when you're excited about something and you just ready for people to receive it well and they don't give you the energy back. And you know, we talked about this. I will walk off this stage. We ain't bending backwards for nobody.
Me, that's literally what
Goodbye.
He said. That's literally what he said on
okay,
the mic.
Okay, yeah, we'll buy. Because you weren't giving what it was supposed to give.
Really?
We up here giving y'all what y'all need. And y'all gonna sit and just look at us?
Dang.
Oh, heck to the no.
Well.
No, we leaving. Bye.
Young Money Cash
Weezy
Money was not
said,
feeling
y'all
it.
Be easy.
Signed Weezy. Hashtag the crowd wasn't given the energy.
Hashtag which made Wayne feel uneasy.
Hashtag so he cut the concert short.
Hashtag you didn't have to do that, Weezy.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag R&B fight night. Now I know y'all heard about Chris Brown punching Usher in the face. Let's go ahead and talk about it real quick. Okay,
Ooh-wee.
So TMZ reported. Now, of course, y'all know TMZ, not the most reliable source, but this is what had everybody talking. So Chris Brown was celebrating his birthday in Vegas, and Teyana Taylor, who's also an artist, she's also a creative director,
yes.
She was there at the party, and apparently Chris wanted to talk to her, but Teyana didn't want to talk to him, so he got mad. And to calm Chris down, Usher walked up to him, tried to calm him down, and therefore they kind of got into a going back and forth, and then all people are saying is that Usher was walking away with the bloody nose.
Ooh-wee.
And saying that Chris was the one who punched him in the face. So here's my thing. Do we believe this story or not? Because here's my thing. This is the 21st century, Misa. We got two of the biggest R&B artists in the world.
Yeah.
In the same building and possibly going toe-to-toe. You mean to tell me nobody got this on camera?
I mean, we haven't seen any footage. We don't have any footage.
How do you expect for me to believe that?
Now, I also heard from another, you know, source, which very well could be unreliable, that Chris Brown's, like, his entourage jumped in and then someone swung, hit Usher in the face. Because real talk, Mia, I don't see Usher and Chris Brown getting into it. Only because I think that was during the weekend of Usher's Lovers and Friends concert.
Okay.
And Chris Brown still performed. Teyana Taylor was still in the building. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, different thing. It just didn't add up. The aftermath did not add up. And I just don't see Chris Brown and Usher scuffling like that.
I feel like Chris wouldn't do that with Usher because I feel like I would like to think he has too much respect for Usher. You know, that Usher's already given him his flowers. Like, you know, like he's.
And he threw the party for him.
Exactly. So I feel like he wouldn't do that in. I feel like this story has got to be false. Now Chris going off on Teyana, I can see.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I can see. But him punching him in the face, I don't know. I can't. What do y'all think? Do y'all believe the story? You feel like it's all just fluff? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Hashtag Chris punched Usher.
Hashtag this news made a rattle.
Hashtag come on, Usher and Breezy.
Hashtag we wanted a different versus battle.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Boom, there it is. That was your hashtag too many hashtags, man. Where we gave you guys all things current and all things trending through the use of hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We want to take a moment to just shout out everybody that did the doggone thing and walked across the stage to get their degree, their diploma, GED. It don't even matter, man. It doesn't even matter. Congratulations to you, because get this, We're having a conversation all centered around graduates, specifically the high school graduates. And it's all centered around this right here. Let me go ahead and give it to you one time for the one time, okay? What advice would you give to a high school graduate? Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're saying.
Listen, shout out to Hovey, man. He's going on tour right now, man. We're going on tour very, very soon with Tory Deshaun and Big Breeze. Here is Different by Hovey and Tory Deshaun right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You can't tower over me. I put your success over mine. They wonder why, 'cause I'm
different. I'm different. Drives are cool. I'm different. I like my full focus without no room.
I take my time. I know I got it.
People talking, don't wanna think about it.
I'ma be myself. Ain't no way around it.
Searching for my soul. I think I found it. I got what I need. Hand me down shoes with the holes in my jeans. Pull it to the scene, feeling so clean. I don't wanna look like 2014. No way. This my style and that's okay. I can't ride no other wave. I remember them Walmart kicks way back in the day.
Back in the day, no racks in the pay. Made a vow for the day that I wasn't gon' change.
Never had a lot, but I shot my shot. Clean floors with a mop, but I had to maintain.
Humble beginners, I'll never be ashamed.
Never gon' flex with the money I make.
Yeah, they know we've been searching for ourselves and now we found it. Can't deny it because we
Yo, what's going on? This is Hovey, and you're listening to Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the live show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down.
Back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. That was Different, Hovey and Tory Shawn.
Something about that song gives me Outkast vibes. Does that make sense? If I say that, okay. I wasn't sure if I was gonna sound crazy saying that.
Listen, I'm so excited for Hovey's tour.
Bro, seriously.
But let me tell you this. I really feel like his song Alter is like borderline trending on Instagram.
It's also, I think, number one on CCM radio.
Really?
Yes. A CHH artist. That's huge.
I love that.
That's
for him.
Huge. I think the only other time it's been like that. Ooh, get this.
What?
So think about this.
What?
Shout out to us being in the radio industry. I think the only other time artist been number one is on CCM.
Mm-hmm.
A CHH artist is Lecrae and Aaron Cole.
Aaron Cole. I was about to say Aaron Cole.
Wow. That's huge.
It's major.
That's huge.
It seems like every single time I'm on social media, I'm scrolling and I see an influencer using the song. I see somebody that I know using the song. I see a brand that's using the song to, you know, market their merchandise.
It's a big deal.
And that song hits.
Yeah, it really does.
Hits. So yeah, shout out to Hovi. I'm very excited to see how well, you know, this tour does. I think Big Breeze is going to be on.
Big Breeze is going to be on it. Tori Deshawn's going to be on the tour. Make sure you guys go show your support. I believe tickets will go on sale soon. So make sure you guys go ahead and get your tickets ASAP. I really believe, and I love the fact that he even picked Tori and Breeze because he genuinely has a relationship with them. So you know the dynamic between them being on tour, even their presence on stage is going to be immaculate and very authentic.
Yes. Listen, y'all. So a lot of our OG followers can obviously say, yo, where has Eminem been for the past two shows? What's been going on? Yes, we have been giving you guys a few of the rebroadcasts.
Sure.
But it's all for a very valid reason. Your girl went into labor. I went into labor with my second child, my second daughter, Mercy Jew Jones, and she came just about 3 weeks early.
Mm-hmm. March 30th.
Yep.
April 30th.
And it was such a journey. But I feel like we needed that time to relax, to rest. We had a lot going on, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to give you guys great content, a great show. I was not dragging.
Even also, we wanted to value rest. I think that's very important. Anyone who's been rocking with Misa and I for so long, y'all know that we're bred from the radio industry.
Yes.
And anyone who knows radio knows that a host, you're on every single day for the time you're allotted, even on holidays sometimes. Like, it does not matter. You're always on the air. And transitioning from radio into podcasting, we still kind of carried that mentality, that broadcasting mentality of it does not matter what's going on. We need to be on the air. And literally the day Misa got back, Misa and Kimo got back from the hospital. It was a Thursday, and we usually record on Thursdays.
Yes.
And I was just kind of looking at Kimo and Misa, and I was like, we should not record tonight. Y'all are just getting back home. Misa will go into the story about when everything that she went through in the hospital with Mercy, but like, it would only make sense that we just took some time off for them to rest, be at home with their babies, enjoy their family, and just kind of take a couple of days off. So thank you guys for understanding and rocking with us and being tuned back into the show, regardless of whether we post every single week or even re-air. Y'all are truly, truly real ones.
Yeah, absolutely. But just kind of give you a little synopsis. I'll just let you know this right now. I'm actually holding the baby right now and feeding her at the same time. That's where I am in life.
Mom, for real.
I am a mother.
Mother.
Okay, don't get it twisted. My babies are in the studio with me. But I will tell you this. That whole week where I was in labor, it had been such an interesting experience, unlike my last experience with my last baby. But Mercy was actually a premature baby because she was born 3 weeks early as opposed to safely 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
And because she was 2 weeks early, she was considered a premature baby. Had to spend some time in the NICU, which was a little scary for me and Kimo. And not only that, but she was a premature baby that was not able to keep her blood sugar regulated. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, while she was a premature baby, she was considered large for her gestational age. I'm like, Mercy, how are you a preemie, but you're big?
That's the real Biggie Smalls right there.
How is this possible?
The original, yeah.
How is it possible? But as a second-time mom and never going through this experience, hearing the words or even hearing the letters NICU, I was freaking out. Yeah. It was a different level of fear.
Basically like an ICU for babies.
Yes, right. Yes. And I just kind of had this preconceived idea and narrative of what it was like being in the NICU. Like, I was like, is my baby not going to survive? Like, so many different things ran through my mind. But, you know, I'm glad that I have the church family that I have, the friends that I have, the family that I have that just constantly prayed for me. There were moments where I did cry in the hospital room, but everything's okay. All is well. Mercy is home. Mason is home, and she is obsessed with her sister.
Her sister.
We love Mercy so much. Everybody is safe. I'm healthy. Kimo is happy, and we couldn't ask for a better situation. So I'm glad that I'm home, but I appreciate everybody's support and prayers ultimately.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're happy that I'm happy the fact that everybody is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, because we're like, COVID is still a thing, maybe not, whatever. Either way, we're happy the fact that y'all are here and that y'all are that everything's well with Mercy and even you as well. Because we were even talking the other day about how important it is for you to take this postpartum time seriously, the 6 weeks of like rest and like not going anywhere, really being like, you know, at home, being a homebody, because with everything that your body has experienced right now. So we're happy that you are, both of you are well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say this, while I'm on maternity leave and like chilling at home and really trying to allow my body to recover, there's been some things that I have picked up, like, you know, Spanish. I've been trying to relearn Spanish. I used to be so good at speaking Spanish.
Me and I would be talking about our parents in front of their face.
In front of their face.
They wouldn't even know what we'd be saying.
Mia, that was in middle school and high school.
We was lit, yo.
So I downloaded this app where I'm now trying to consistently like work on my Spanish speaking skills. For Mother's Day, my grandmother got me like this book.
Lit.
Yes, and like a DVD. I'm like, how am I gonna watch this? You know what I'm saying?
Right, so it's right.
but it's still possible. I can still figure out a way of how to like watch whatever is on it. But yeah, it's been interesting. And Mia, I want for you to join me on learning, relearning.
Listen, man, I'm kind of mad because, okay, so my friends, shout out to my friends Ayana and Sarah, who's also friends with Misa and I. We all grew up together. And, you know, our friend Ayana was trying to, you know, learn the Spanish language. And she was like, you know, y'all got to do, what's a good app? And our friend Sarah was like, hey, yo, Duolingo. And we were already on Duolingo. Now, mind you and me, I'm not going to lie, y'all, I fell off real bad. Okay, but I was like, you know, because my friends will like be my accountability. It'll be fun. So I re-downloaded the app to my phone.
Uh-huh.
Tell me why. It's going to notify my friends and say, Mia just joined Duolingo after 8 months. Excuse me? I feel so disrespected. I feel like that information should be confidential.
Yes.
Didn't nobody have to know all that. But you could have been like, welcome back, Mia.
No, they wanted to be shady.
She back after 8 months. Are you kidding? That is so, that's the utmost disrespect.
Yes. I thought it was so hysterical.
And even for my friends to screenshot it and put it in the chat. I was like, y'all didn't even, y'all was in cahoots.
Can you imagine if church was like that?
Bro.
We just want to welcome
imagine
back.
Imagine you back from backsliding. Whoa.
Were y'all really recording my attendance?
Who was there? Like,
oh my gosh,
man.
This app is so funny, but it's great though. I think that this should be a thing to where people should be encouraged more. And maybe this is the opportunity for us to do it. Encourage all of you out there to pick up something that you just kind of dropped off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Like,
I
whether
agree.
It be, like, artistry or, you know, speaking another language.
Even with me saying that I fell off for 8 months, just think, if I would have stayed 8 months consistent, I would have been way a lot farther. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like, that's really good. We want to encourage you guys. Like, go ahead. If there's anything that you fell off on, pick it back up. I'ma get back on my Spanish, y'all. I'll hit up the owl after the show. I definitely will. But yeah, go ahead and do something that you fell off on. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. But in the meantime, before we go off the air, we want to get you guys with some encouragement and positivity. Now, you already know we filled the entire show up with all of that. But even if you can only spare us 60 seconds, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And guess what? Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Here we go. You can cry, but don't quit. You can be mad, but don't stay angry. You can be disappointed, but don't be hard on yourself. You can be proud, but don't become prideful. It's easy to allow your emotions to influence your actions. If we weren't careful, those emotions would influence your actions, which can become your habits, which can shape your character, which can determine ultimately your destiny. Lately, I've actually been trying to work on emotional intelligence, which is the ability to understand, use, and manage my own emotions in positive ways. That means controlling my response in every situation and any emotion. But what does that look like? It looks like not cussing someone out when I'm upset or not getting discouraged when things don't go my way. I was encouraged to share this with you because we see too many scenarios where we see people's lives end up in a negative fate, all because they reacted negatively in their emotions. So yes, I'm telling you to think before you speak, before you react, before the impact. Remember, it can rain without thunder and lightning, but don't allow your emotions to control you. You control your emotions.
Boom, that's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Nice. Listen, here's more music where that came from. Here's Be Nice by Portia Love and B-Rose right here on the
Be Rose. You know it's Live Radio.
Yeah, you better talk nice to me.
Wow, tell me how we made it here. Because I was betting on forever.
but maybe me, I didn't make it clear.
Man.
Why you wanna take,
why you wanna take it there?
They don't love you like I love you, but I'm dipping, ain't no peace in here. Can't communicate, conversations turn into fussing. Say you hear me, you don't listen, turn nothing until it's something. Mission getting wicked, so baby had to avoid it. When it's costing me my peace, you know, baby, I can't afford it. How you say you love me, but you treat me like your enemy? I was down for you, they only love who you pretend to be. With me and you, it ain't no synergy. Nah, so I guess it ain't on you and me.
It's a never again. I can't do all of the work just to sit on the bench. I'm healing again. If you see me out in the field, no, I swing for the fence. Be nice to me, be nice. Talk nice to me, talk nice. I make plays cause I got plans. If you gon' be my man, you better be nice to me, be nice. And talk nice to me, talk nice. Yes, I've been through things, but I still love stands. If you wanna take my hand, you better
I'll admit
be nice.
I'll admit that one for all the times that I was frontin'.
Love, and you are listening to Holla. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go nowhere. Period.
I gotta pray, yeah, yeah. There ain't no other way than I'd rather start my day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cause without you, I start doubting myself.
Doubting myself.
And I realize I just need your help. And all I want is to get better. I tried to do what I wanted, it only left me fed up. And I used to think that it was my way, or the highway. Now I know that it's not about me, it's all about Yahweh, Yahweh. I admit that I was wrong and now I'm coming to you with my hands up. Hands up, yeah. All I'm asking is that you would come and put some living water in my cup. Yeah, 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 yeah. Saying, Holy Spirit, fill me up, cause I had enough. You tell me over and over
that
my pride was too high, it had to be lower. You've been teaching me about true faith,
now I'm trying to get a new one.
Yeah, yeah, but I really don't even trust myself. All I want is to get closer to you. And many times I have problems understanding your glory. But how can I have faith in you and at the same time worry? Yeah. But I need you now, but I need you now. I admit that I was wrong and now I'm coming to you with my hands up. And all I'm asking is that you would come and put some living water in my cup.
it's about time I do all the things that you want me to do. And it's about time I give it to you. And it's about time I do all the things you want me to do. It's long overdue, do, do, do,
yeah. And it's time to do the old way.
Cause I had enough. Holy Spirit, fill me up, 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 up. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Cause I had enough. Holy Spirit, fill me up.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation, and we are going as always here in the studio. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Fill Me Up
by Sajay. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, man. We got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here. What advice would you give to a high school graduate? Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. At us in your tweet or comment so we can see you. But listen, I thought of this question because recently my cousin, shout out to Victorian Arnell Vaughn,
yes,
just graduated from high school. So proud of you. That's my cousin, y'all. I know that kid. He was a baby. I literally held him when he was a baby. He's graduating from high school. Me and my family, we went to Oklahoma to go to his graduation, and they had these cards where they wanted to give advice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much I wanted to tell him. Just thinking about, like, when I was graduating high school, my expectations of what adulthood was going to be, so on and so forth. And there was so much I wanted to tell him. But that one little card just wasn't enough. And I was like, well, how about we bring it to the show? Like, what? We know we have a great following of people who are in high school, graduating, so on and so forth. So therefore, if there was anything that we could say to give the best advice now with us graduating, being adults, so on and so forth, what would we say? So I thought this would be a great conversation. So let us know where you guys stand on the conversation. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter, on our social media at MM Live Radio. And we're going to get the conversation going here in studio. So Misa, what do you think? What advice would you give to a high school graduate?
Dang, I got a couple of them. I think the advice that I would give to a high school graduate is to explore your interests and discover yourself. I feel like that's really weird, though. The way
it's
that I'm
not.
Putting it.
No, you make complete sense. That
really?
Was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me explain. The reason why I'm saying that is because there's so many moments where I think that it's so tough for a high schooler to just be kicked out the nest.
Yeah.
You know, like you spent 12 or 13 years in school learning all the stuff that society tells you that you need to learn and know before you graduate, and you still feel like you're unequipped, mm-hmm. you know, to go throughout life. And don't get me wrong, like, life is the best teacher, and you're going to learn and figure out things in life that you were not going to figure out in life under your parents' roof, mm-hmm. or under the guides of your counselor or your teacher, or even amongst your peers or friends. I think it's important for high schoolers to either take some time to figure out what their interests are,
mm-hmm.
or whether that means take a year off, or during that time in which you're getting ready to go and move into your dorm, or get ready to move across the state or across country, or study abroad and go to a different area to learn something new. I feel like that's the time in which you should figure out what your interests are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you like to cook? Do you like to, I guess what I'm more so saying is there's so many moments in which I feel like high schoolers know, they feel like they know exactly what they want to do in life.
Yes. Yes.
That you jump into a major and you feel like, oh, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And you don't.
You don't.
First 2 years of you being in college. You know, so don't be afraid to just know that it's okay to test the waters. If you felt like you wanted to go into marine biology and then you're like, no, I feel like I want to change my major, or I feel like I want to be a culinary, you know, chef, that's okay.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid to explore your interests and figure out what you like so that you can go into a career that you're actually going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that is so good. For me, it's kind of like you. I have so many, but I can think of these two at the top of my head. Don't get discouraged when how you envisioned your life going in adulthood doesn't go how you plan.
That's a heavy one.
Because when I tell you, I thought I was going to have an apartment at 25.
Ooh, that's funny.
I thought I was going to be living on my own. I knew I was going to be in my career, in my bag. Psych! No, sir. But the thing is that that's so discouraging when you're in it. But hear me when I say this to high school grads. Adulthood, I wrote this to my cousin Vic in the card I gave him. Adulthood is not what you think it's going to be. To me, your 20s is like your teenage years just with bills. You're still trying to figure things out. You don't have all the answers, Sway. Everything's not going to, everything for some people, a majority of people, everything does not fall into place in your 20s.
I feel like your 20s are your premium teenage years.
That's it.
Your package had been upgraded to premium.
You're the premium package of teenage years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not everything is what you see on TV, even see people promote on social media. It's not that. And it can be really discouraging when you're not where you thought you were going to be. You didn't graduate that. So you didn't graduate the year you thought you were. You're not married. It can get so discouraging. And my second part to that is take your time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Please remind yourself, you are just 18. You're just 20.
Yeah.
You're only 22. Bro, you got time, man.
Girl, even if you're 29.
Even when you're 29, you have time. You have time, bro. Who is rushing you? Who is rushing you? Your 20s are going to be a very significant time in your life. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to lose a lot of friends. You're going to gain a lot of friends. You're going to get clarity on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. The thing that you thought you were going to do for the rest of your life, you're not going to do that.
Yes.
Or you're going to enter into something that's a world that you never thought possible, into an industry that you never knew before, and love it.
Yes.
It's a journey. Your 20s are a journey, but it's going to be the last thing you expect.
Yeah.
And it's not even going to happen on the time that you want. Please be open to that.
Yeah.
Please be open to that.
No, that's good. That's really good. But yeah, hey, listen, the conversation is all centered around our high school graduating seniors. Congratulations, y'all. We are proud of you. We are so proud of you. So proud. But Mia, do you feel like you didn't take your own advice?
I didn't, bro. When I tell you, I actually think, I was thinking this the other day. I think I spent the majority of my early 20s discouraged.
Mm.
Like low-key. No, here's what it is. It's rare that I was satisfied with where I was. I was like, next thing. Like, what's the next thing? Like,
right.
How do I get there? There. That I completely missed the enjoyment of figuring it out. And not knowing what was next.
Yeah.
And the whole journey of it all. Thinking that my version... Oh, here's another thing. My version of success.
Yes.
My perspective of success. What I thought when I was 20... Like, when I was 23 and 21 and 22. I was like, oh, no. I'm still living with my parents. That's not successful. Don't have this many followers. That's not successful. No one knows me. I'm not famous. That's not successful. Bro, my version of success now is totally different. Like my perspective on success, me being able to live off of a sponsorship money that we got.
Yeah.
Like that's successful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me paying my bills on time.
But you know, who comes up with this standard of success?
Bro. Us making it up in our minds.
Is that what it is? Because I was
and even people portraying it on social media too.
Because I was thinking that. I was like, does it come from us creating our own schedule? Does it come from our friends? Does it come from social media? Does it come from older people, like older generation?
I was even talking to, shout out to DJ Michael V when I was on Talk to Me Nice. We were talking off air and I was telling him how I was, he said, where you live now? I said, well, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't proud of it even when I said it, because when I was talking to Michael, he was telling me how he lives in a loft and all this. And he was like, where do you live? And I said, well, I mean, I live with my parents. And he said, oh, bro, that's the life. Do that as long as you can. And I was like, and I saw even a TikTok video where people where a young lady was saying, where who made us feel like, who was in charge of making us feel like living with our parents was an L?
Well, I also, I do think, I do think our parents, like the older generation, and then like our, even the older generation, like our grandparents, there's been so many moments where, you know, like great aunts, grandparents have been like, I was living on my own when I was 23. And I'm like, that's when rent was only two shillings. Two shillings and a couple rubies. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about? The cost of living is so much higher now. There's a such thing called inflation. Like, there's so many different things that have been added and that affect our economy now. Yeah. And we don't live 50 years ago.
Yeah.
This is a total different time. And I think a lot of times they try to share what they went through, but sometimes it come off as a little judgmental because we aren't in their position that they were in years back.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that goes to show that success, to every high school graduating senior out there, success is determined from how you determine success.
Exactly. That's it.
You have to create your own standard. Is it happiness? Is it being able to get rest? Is it being like what does it mean to you?
That's it.
Not from what social media says, not from how Beyonce came up in the world. It doesn't matter. What does your definition of success look like?
That's it. That's it. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in, man. High schoolers, I hope y'all are encouraged. I've been graduated and I'm encouraged. Listen, man, let's go ahead and get into some music, man. Here is Waveski by Big Breeze and Scooby Wop, our cousins, right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Really so good, gotta thank big God for all these blessings. Like could've really went low, could've really been there, yeah, it would've been tragic. Feature water flooded my pad, bird my love, right, swerving in traffic. I pray for his covering, try not to crash. I'm pushing the pin, gotta ride it with passion.
No kissy, no kisser, yeah. All the water off my neck. No kissy, kiss, no kisser, yeah. Look at me, I'm sick. No killy, killy, no killy, oh.
Working hard, I've been putting on some ass. Baby, I put my foot on the pedal. Hey, stop by the slithering, you know it's hindering. Tell me why you think I keep feeling pain. I messed up, he came back and gave me the game. What do you think I would ever be living this shit? And cross on the road, I can't be living this shit. For his purpose, I step on the surf. I just be cutting up the traffic. Call too fast, they be losing the track. When I pop, I don't have an unholiest fast. Check out the cross on the tennis, no flight. Been really so good, gotta thank big God for all these blessings. Like, could've really went low, could've really been there, yeah, it would've been tragic. Water flooded my pad, burned my left, right, swerving in traffic. I pray for his covering, try not to crash. I'm pushing the pin, gotta ride it with passion.
No kissy, no kisser, yeah. All the water off my neck. No kissy, kiss, no kisser, yeah. Look at me, I'm sick. No killy, killy, no killy, oh. Tryna find my mission. No, 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 no kisser, yeah. Beat me, talk, I listen.
Canada, Canada, Big Duffy. Young boy riding on a Huffy. Keeping hands on my life, got them tied. Try to run and I burn out the ties. I realize I will fall victim to lies. Just take a look in my eyes. You see the pain inside, but I'm still alive. Back in the way of the plan that he had. Such a heavy for reason. It's more than logic, he gave me the tools to make it out of this season. Pick up the pieces. It's bigger than monetary while I worship the visa. Working crazy, so my separation of paper can grant you your freedom. No kissy, we need all.
Life been really so good, gotta thank big God for all these blessings. Like could've really went low, could've really been there, yeah, it would've been tragic. Feature water flooded my paddy, burned my low, right, swerving in traffic. I pray for his covering, try not to crash. I'm pushing the pin, gotta ride it with passion.
No kissy, no kisser, yeah. Hold the water off my neck. No kissy, no kisser, yeah. Look at me, I'm sick. No killy, no killy, oh. Tryna find my bitch. No, no kisser, yeah. Beat me, talk, I listen.
It's the burner, Carmelo.
That's what's up. Gotta be nothing in my heart. No, 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 that's not love. Gotta be nothing in your heart. That's what's up. Gotta be nothing in my heart. No, no, this ain't love. Gotta be nothing in your heart.
This one for the lost, this one for the hurt, this one for the homies. Feel trapped in your sin, Jesus stepping in, oh yeah, he knows me. Where do I begin?
Where do I?
Heavenly Father, my King.
Heavenly Father. get what I've been. Yeah. Baby, I've been born again. I was feeling low, losing sight of you, vision cloudy, Lord, you came through. Feeling overlooked, now I'm overbooked, getting it crazy. Oh, Lord, you fight for my life, Michael B. It's a movie, let the script, I live my purpose truly. It's all because of you. That worry out my brain, don't you know? I've been up, prayers up, yeah, yeah. You should know about it up, praises up, yeah, yeah. You should know. Talking about grace, you see it on me. Rocking my faith in G.O.D. Remember them days thinking all about P. Was blind, couldn't see you setting me free. Fighting for me and you fighting for the team. Told me be a light so you know I gotta gleam. Yeah, the I am made me who I am. It's all the God's plan. It's all because of you.
Girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tuned in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, listen, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio.
And listen, we will repost it. Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week, y'all. Because like always, we'll have more hashtag music conversation and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's show. But listen, your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And if you can't turn left
or right, turn up,
because Donna's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.